Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Could you play that Bedroom Eyes by Vern Gosden, and maybe that The Barmaid and Honky Tonk Downstairs by Old George?
I'll do them for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bedroom, I know in my heart
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to request a couple of little tunes, please, sir.
Okay.
The Queen of the Silver Dollar.
Okay.
And San Antonio Champagne.
We'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you very much, young man.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Put a West Texas cowboy next to satins and lace. Blue jeans with velvet are just so out of place. But I still love her so, and it's a crying shame. You can't mix El Paso wine with San Antonio champagne.
Mr. Red Steagall for you, and you can't mix San Antonio wine with, or can't mix El Paso wine with San Antonio champagne. We'll get it right here in just a minute. Man, Red Steagall had some of the finest dance music. A few years ago, we were out in Ruidoso, New Mexico for the Lincoln County Cowboy Symposium, and they had Red Steagall there that night, and he was working with Ray Benson and Asleep at the Wheel and their band, and that was one of the best shows I've seen, and I don't know when. Red was doing all those great songs like San Antonio Champagne, and of course all those other great songs he recorded through the years, like The Fiddle Man and Party Dolls and Wine and Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills Music, and the Sleep at the Wheel was backing him, and man, what a night. I sat there and just soaked it all up just like a sponge. Here's Dave and Sugar.
Stops right down the block. Now the old piano minstrel
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just great tonight.
Hey, Pickox, can you play Jerry Clower?
I sure can.
Yeah, appreciate it, sir.
I'll do it for you. Thanks for calling.
We got a little problem in Southwest Mississippi. One of our dearest pastors went to the hospital the other day, looked down into the face of one of his deacons, and tubes was coming out of the deacon's nose. And he knelt down by his bed and took his man by the hand and said, "Brother, I want to pray for you, and I hope you get all right." The man took his hand out of the preacher's hand, and he was trying to speak, and he was having difficulty to speak, and he pointed to a pen and a pad on the nightstand, and the preacher handed it to him, and he wrote quickly, and just as he finished writing, the pen fell out of his hand, and the dear brother died. The pastor was buried him 2 days later, and he was up eulogizing him and saying wonderful things about him. And he said, "Oh, I just happened to remember his last words. He wrote them down and handed them to me. They're in my coat pocket. I want to share them with you and tell you what this man of God said as he was dying." Said, "Pastor, you're kneeling on my oxygen hose back." Sitting in the Liberty drugstore drinking coffee the other day, and a man come walking in, and he said, "I got a coon dog that'll strike a trail and tree a coon faster than the Jerry Clower world famous coon dog named Highball." Well, Marcel Ledbetter was in there and jumped up and said, "You a bald-faced liar." So that ain't so. They negotiated together a little bit, and they made some plans, and they decided that Jerry Clower would bring Highball to the Amit County Chandler's Bridge that goes over Amit River, and we'd get a stopwatch, and we'd time the other dog, and then we'd time Highball, and we'd see who was doing what. Well, we met. Two pickup trucks drove up, had them dog pens in the back of them. Folks got to coming from all over the county. We opened the gate and let Highball out. He run a few feet and struck, barked for about 15 minutes on a trail, and in a tree, we said 16 minutes. Well, they opened the gate and let the other dog out. It's supposed to be so wonderful, so much better than Highball. And man, he was all right. Oh, he struck a trail right now and run about a half a mile. In 10 minutes, he'd done treed. You could hear that short bark. And we all gathered around the tree, and we took the carbide lights, and we shined them, and we looked, and a man climbed the tree and looked everywhere and come down and said, there ain't no coon in that tree. Man, what owned the dog said, see there? I told you, he's so fast, he beat the coon to the tree.
Hi, everybody. This is Norma Jean, Porter Wagner's old sidekick, and you're listening to KNEL FM 95.3 to the Tracy Pitcock Show. Best in the world. Don't you dare miss it. Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pretty Miss Norma Jean. I saw Norma right before we left on our Canadian trip. Always good to see Pretty Miss Norma Jean, and I wouldn't buy a used car from him. We were with someone, a scholarly person, and they were talking about Norma Jean having so many feminist recordings at the time, songs like that. I wouldn't buy a used car from him, and Go Cat Go, and those songs, Standing Up for the Women, and I guess she did throughout her career. Up next, I had a request for anything by the great Hank Thompson. I went back and picked up this song. I hadn't played this in a long time. Here's Hank Thompson's version of Moving On.
Nation and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that load behind. I'm going, big wheels are rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them rolling, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got
got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels are rolling, big wheels are rolling, moving on. Big wheels are rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels are rolling, moving on.
Yeah, this is Janice Frame. My mom wants me to get y'all to play He Stopped Loving Her Today.
He Stopped Loving Her Today. We'll do it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Some letters by his bed. Did in 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Didn't see no tears, all dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It played her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind, this time over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a ring upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
This is Ray Price, and you're listening to KNEL. That's right here on 95.3 FM. And here's my friend Tracy Pidcox to give you the best in country music.
Don't pity me, it never matters. on. The way I just give up, sit down and cry out loud. But oh, if she could see me now.
Taking requests tonight, Tracy.
I am.
All right. I'd like to hear a couple of Mel Tillis songs, if you've got them. I'd like to hear Who's Julie?
Okay.
And just thought of the other one, darn it. Detroit City. That's where it is.
I'll
want to go home.
I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good night.
Across the table over coffee just this morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, "Honey, you talked in your sleep." And then she began to weep as she said, "Tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie?" With a blank look on my face, I searched my mind for an answer or excuse of some kind. But the words wouldn't come and my mind was blank. Slowly my head just sank when she said, "Honey, you know I love you truly, but who's Julie?" "Oh, Julie, what's this hold you got on me? On my mind, in my dreams, you know you shouldn't be there, Julie." I'd like to say Julie's just a friend of mine, but I know that would not satisfy your mind. You see, Julie gave me something you did not. She remembered what you forgot. And honey, I'm sorry I have to tell you so cruelly, but now you know. And don't you ever ask me again. Who's Julie?
Thank you. And I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home.
There is the multi-million selling song from Bobby Bear, one called Detroit City. And I'm going to play, give you a double spin of Detroit City, because as the gentleman mentioned, the great Mel Tillis wrote that particular song, and it wasn't a hit by Mel Tillis, but it was certainly a hit by Bobby Bear. But Mel Tillis put it in a show and sang it every night when he was on stage, especially there in Branson, Missouri. And so I thought we'd go back and pick up a live version of Mel Tillis's Detroit City.
Last night, I went to sleep in Detroit City. certainly have had a good time. And I want to thank all of you for coming out and being with us tonight. I hope that you had a good time. I hope that we didn't hurt anybody's feelings. If we did, we didn't intend to. And I'd like to ask all of you, if you would, to come up and visit with us sometime in Nashville, Tennessee, and visit the Grand Ole Opry. You'd love that. Going to have me sing some more?
Where no one's out to know us by our name, and for a while we share the sweet affection that makes it worth the sorrow and the shame. I can't explain. Then once again I'll hate myself for living and wonder just how long my mind can stand the strain of loving on back streets and living on.
One going out to Mackie Wilt up in the great state of Ohio. Appreciate her very much. Enjoyed visiting with her, and appreciate her listening to us all the way up in Ohio. And big Mel Street fan, and I am too. One called Loving on Backstreet, Living on Main. There's a great CD collection called Mel Street Borrowed Angel, 42 massive hits. They put 42 of his songs together in one package. It's two CDs, but it's got all the big things like Borrowed Angel and The Town Where You Live and Loving on Back Streets and Bad Leroy Brown, Forbidden Angel. I met a friend of yours today. Anyway, all of his big hits, great CD collection. We carry these at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and it's only $15 for 42 songs. It's really, really good. If you get a chance, be sure and stop by. Not only that, we have thousands of other CDs for sale at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. I had a lady this week come and buy $250 worth of Bobby Flores CDs from us. I think Harry or Rita was working, and they told me that this lady bought $250 worth of Bobby Flores CDs from us. But we carry so much stuff at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. Be sure and stop by and visit us. We're open, of course, every day now except for Monday, and we'd love to have you visit us at 1701 South Bridge Street. I was up there today with some fine folks and really enjoyed them, and always have a good time when folks come and visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. For our friend Monroe Button down in Mason, Texas, here's Jeannie Pruitt.
Crowd came up to me, and he said,
James O'Gwen, the pride of the hayride, the smiling Irishman is what he was known as, and a little song called Cheating Traces here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Going back and picking up a Johnny Cash tune by request. Someone wanted to hear Cry, Cry, Cry.
Sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry, cry.
This is Dave Dudley here. Did you know where you're listening? It's KNEL, Breaking Texas. Did you know that? Well, good. Did you know that Tracy Pitcox is the guy that runs that ranch deal there, this music thing? You did? Well, why am I telling you this? Just stay tuned and don't go away.
Georgia overdrive. as I kiss my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. And that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm a-happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
It's the second annual Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest, August the 17th through the 20th at the Ed Davenport Civic Center in Brady, featuring music from Dale Watson and the Lone Stars, the Rocky King Band, the Kennistons, Landon Dodd and the Dancehall Drifters, Jody Nix and the Texas Cowboys, the Justin Trevino Band and Jeff Woolsey, and the Dancehall Kings. Tickets are now on sale at heartoftexascountry.com. That's Heart of Texas Country.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.